You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We cannot let this day go by without notice. And I was watching the news this morning as they were reading the names in New York City. And I almost cried. There was a young girl, she was probably about 11, reading off, you know, maybe four or five names. And then she said, and for my grandfather.
God. We're down to the grandchildren reading the names of those lost.
Who I and my three sisters never got to meet, but we still love.
Ooh.
And then she read his name.
And
I was sitting in the chair in my master bedroom, and I cried. I cried. I was like, wow. Wow. Beautiful young girl, 11 years old.
My grandfather, who we never got to meet.
Who I and my three sisters never got to meet, but still love. And I cried.
Yeah.
Oof.
It's tough.
23 years ago today. I can't believe it.
And it's tough knowing that, you know, time and life march on. And so there is joy in life, and there are new babies and new grandchildren. And yeah. You know, who remember on this day, but then also family members who weren't even here.
So I got to think about it.
When we suffered that loss.
And I was thinking, I was trying to do like the rough math in my head. And I'm thinking, okay, so if she's 11 or 12, her dad is probably 40.
Yeah.
So at the time, he would have been a teenager. And his dad, their grandfather, would have been, 45?
Maybe, sure.
Maybe 50
And that was on the high end of those who we lost. I mean, you remember so many of those professionals were in their 30s, Scott, or some of them even younger. You know, I opened my email 46 minutes ago, and this was staring back at me. And I ask you, is this because so much time has passed or because companies just don't understand or care about the meaning of today because now the people in charge of things like PR don't remember 9/11, right?
Yeah.
The headline reads, pay tribute to loved ones, special offer for Patriots Day.
Excuse me?
Pay tribute to loved ones.
Huh?
Special offer for Patriot Day.
What are they offering?
Well, I as soon as I saw it, I thought, oh, please God, tell me we're not doing a mattress sale for 9/11, right?
When did we start calling it Patriots Day?
It's been called that for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Remember and honor, it says, with custom art. This Patriot Day, it's time to remember and honor the loved ones and heroes who have shaped our lives. At this company, we believe in preserving those legacies through art. So we're offering a 15% off custom memorial painting so you can turn a cherished photo into a timeless tribute. Whether it's a family member, a friend, or someone who's made an impact, our artists will create a piece that captures the memory with care and respect. Use code PATRIOT15 at checkout.
Are you sure the code's not tone deaf?
Enjoy your 15% off. And I got to tell you, if you zoom in on this photo.
Let me see.
Yeah. What do you see there? It's a photograph that they've turned into art.
So it's a photograph that they turn into some sort of, it's not a direct photograph onto the canvas. It's a photograph that they turn into a painting, so to speak.
There's programs that'll do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we move past the idea that we have a sale on days that we commemorate the fallen?
Well, can we not say your 15% off?
We have Labor Day sale. Do we have a Memorial Day sale?
Yes, we do.
All over the place.
Yes, we do. It drives me insane. I mean, The idea that we have sales on a day where we honor the fallen, whether it's Patriots Day, September 11th, Memorial Day,
and honestly,
4th
a sale,
of July.
A sale for crap. I mean, Amazon stuff.
Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Veterans Day sales, that's right.
Columbus Day.
Well.
All of them have sales tied to them.
Don't you think it's gross, though?
I think it's inappropriate, and I think it's
inappropriate. That's the right word.
I mean, like 4th of July, if you got hot dogs on sale, that's one thing. You're catering to the people and what they want. I didn't wake up this morning and think to myself, man, I really want 15% off a painting.
I think it's more that the people who are now in charge of marketing look at the calendar and all of the different ways you could get more business. So okay, let's say there's like 14 holidays that are going to come into play. You got Valentine's Day, Grandparents' Day, you know.
Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Oh, Christmas. Oh, Patriot Day. Let's add that one. Sure. I think more it's people that are in charge of making these decisions now weren't here when those towers fell down. So it's, although if I was in charge of a company to give discounts out, I wouldn't say to commemorate the bombing of Pearl Harbor, take 15% off sheets and pillowcases.
And we don't do a D-Day sale. We don't say, hey, every June 6th, I believe it's June 6th.
Yes.
Hey, let's have a D-Day sale.
But it's also not an official holiday.
Neither is Patriots Day.
Right.
Holiday in and of itself is supposed to be a celebratory thing.
Yeah, it's more of a day of remembrance.
Correct.
It's a day of remembrance, not a holiday.
Well, you know, and I will say this. We were talking yesterday on the program about how MSNBC used to run nonstop, uninterrupted footage of the Today Show from September 11th, 2001. They've stopped doing that, sadly, about 3-4 years ago. Fox News this morning did a minute-by-minute play-by-play of September 11th, 2001. And I was reminded.
Yeah.
I was in awe.
Angry.
Yeah. Yeah. I was angry. And I remembered, you know, and it was shocking.
I think it's
23 years later.
Good to feel and remember that anger. We should be angry. I mean, I was watching a documentary that I came across the other night on the Boston bombing. I've seen several documentaries about that.
Yeah.
And I felt rage. It wasn't anger, it was rage. And I remember like checking myself and like stopping and thinking, you know, it's okay to sit in that for a while, but I should probably go watch my comedy videos.
Yeah, you don't want to live in that. You definitely don't want to live in that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's a 9/11 topic today. I want to at least acknowledge what the day is. Somebody says, I'm surprised the sales today weren't 9 to 11% off.
Right.
Yeah. I hear you.
It's just not appropriate.
It's gross.
Yeah.
It's gross. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Next hour on the program, we talked about this yesterday, about the 911 problem in Kansas City. The city is now promising a fix within 18 months. Within 18 months.
What did we do for the last 18?
Sam, I don't know.
All right, we'll talk about it.
A story here from Channel 5. A newly filed lawsuit claims the owners of an Independence home suffered PTSD and thousands of dollars worth of property damage after a shooting that killed a police officer and a process server. Craig and Julie Fedenich filed a civil lawsuit against Larry Acree last week. Acree is charged with shooting and killing Independence Police Officer Cody Allen and Jackson County Process Server Drexel Mack on February 29th.
I didn't realize this, Scott. That all went down in a home the alleged shooter was renting.
Okay.
I thought the whole we're going to get, yes, it is, front page of the Kansas City Star, Sam. More than 6 months after an Independence man allegedly fatally shot a police officer and a court worker during an attempted eviction from a home he rented, the owners of that home are now suing him over damages.
Huh.
That Channel 5 leaves that little nugget out, and that's an important distinction, because I said to Sam in the newsroom, I go, $25,000 damage to whose house? He was in the house.
That doesn't make any sense, because when this all went down, we looked up the property deed with Mr. Acree's name on it.
This says he was renting and they were trying to force him out when that shooting happened, which would make sense that they want $25,000 in damages that they're never going to see.
They're the new owners. Because that's the eviction was because it had sold on the courthouse steps because he was allegedly $160,000 behind in property taxes.
So they're probably going to try to say, we tried to buy this on the courthouse steps before all of this went down. Mm-hmm. Now we are stuck with a property that is riddled with
bullets.
Damage. Yes. Clearly, so, it would be damaged.
Broken walls and glass, broken doors, destroyed flooring.
And PTSD, because apparently they were there, or one of them was there.
They were in the home when the shooting occurred.
They were adjacent, is how this is described.
They went with the process server to serve the final eviction.
I see.
One of the new owners, or the owner, witnessed the shooting from the end of the driveway. He was also responsible for placing a 911 call after the shooting. You know, I reiterate what I asked you out in the newsroom. I understand that there is physical damage to a property when something of this nature happens. What do they think they're going to get out of this nut?
Nothing.
Who couldn't even afford the house when he had it, bought it, rented it, and tried to go out in this horrifying blaze of glory.
Is he 85? Do I remember that right? He's 85?
Yes. I don't understand. What do you think you're going to get from him? What you're going to get is legal bills in filing the civil suit that you are then going to be responsible for. You're not going to get a dime out of this guy.
He did hire his own representation, didn't he?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he has the money to pay out. I mean, get in line at this point.
913-586-7798. Steve in Independence. Hello.
Good day, guys. How you going?
Good day.
Hey, I actually have some insight because I was actually at this house about 3 or 4 months ago.
Oh.
I was in there looking at the inside for the owner, and there were bullet holes all over the house. There were broken glass, broken doors, blood. You can see where they used their ramming rod to go through the garage door. They've tore down doors. I mean, it was something I'd never seen before. And when I left the place, I would just kept on thinking about, hey, you know, what was actually going on? What happened here? Because you could just imagine what was going on. And I'm not kidding when I'm saying hundreds of bullet holes in the house.
Did you not know when you were in the house, Steve, that this is where this happened? You just knew something bad had gone down?
No, I knew as soon as I got to the house, I knew what it was.
Got it.
And were you there to fix it?
Nope. Just give him numbers on what it was going to cost to get it all fixed.
You know, and this is also one of those properties, Steve, that once you have it, there are people that would not be comfortable living there because of what happened there. And I certainly understand that. And so you have diminished, for me, you have diminished value. There are other people that would say they don't care. But for me, there would be diminished value because I would not want to live somewhere where this happened.
Correct. And I think when they sell the house, they must or they should put in full disclosure to say what happened here, because it's a war zone. It's terrible.
Why are there, did you say hundreds of bullet holes?
Hundreds. And I was only in the front room. Hundreds.
I don't understand that.
It was a shootout, Scott.
Well, I know that, but how could there be hundreds of bullets?
Because at some point, SWAT or whoever was, they were returning fire.
Well, there was theory about a Cree, the text line is correcting me on the pronunciation, I don't really care, that he had a wealth of firearms and ammunition built up in that home.
Do you put that
on the disclosure?
Is there structural damage to the house? I mean, if you hit a support beam.
We talked about this. Mm-hmm. When the shallow graves were found outside of another rural property in Kansas City, and they were digging with backhoes, and right after that, that property went on the market and sold. And I remember
I remember
real estate agent calling in, and she says there are some people that they just don't care. It's a house; they don't care what happened there before. There's always going to be some history in a home of a certain age. What I don't understand. Help me out with this. This man and his wife, who had purchased the house on the courthouse steps, end up there on that day when they are trying to boot this nutbag out of there. Mm-hmm. Would you show up on the day that they're trying to boot that guy? I wouldn't. As the new homeowner, I'd be like, You call me when he's out and the door locks are changed, and then I'm going to go back with security.
But do you assume the worst?
Yes, Sam. Do you know what do we do for a living? Are you kidding me? I always assume the worst.
He's not only being evicted; he's being foreclosed on.
He's being forced out.
Yes. Do I go to the house?
Oh, come on. Hell no.
Probably not.
This happened earlier in the year in Kansas City where a new homeowner showed up and there was crime tape everywhere.
I remember.
Remember the guy had lied to his family, Sam? It was in foreclosure and he just didn't tell anybody?
Mm-hmm.
And pretty sure he killed everybody. And then the new homeowner shows up and is like, hey, what's going on? I'm here to take possession. There needs to be some cooling down waiting period before you take possession of these properties.
Somebody on the text line says they could sue his insurance company. I am pretty confident that USAA, which insures my home, would not pay you if I shoot you. I'm almost confident.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work.
USAA is not going to cover me for crime.
He was also 3 years in arrears on property taxes,
which is why it sold on the courthouse steps.
Right.
And for 25 grand.
Insurance is void.
That's my guess.
When a crime is committed.
Yeah. 913-586-7798.
Speaking of insurance, we might get to this a little bit later. Can the insurance company send a drone over your home?
Ooh.
To spy on your home? Because there's a man in Florida who said they did. He did not have a single insurance claim in 52 years. And because of what that drone spotted, they dropped him like a hot rock.
What were they looking for?
What do you want to see from the sky, Scott?
But you don't own my home.
The bricks on the fireplace. You could see the roof. You could see the gutters. You could see all kinds of things that an adjuster coming out might not be able to see.
913-586-7798. We'll get to that and much more in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Story here from the New York Post. Despite living near hurricane-prone Daytona Beach, Mike Armin never had a home insurance claim in 52 years, so he was shocked when 2 years ago his insurance company didn't want to renew his policy. The problem, according to Armin's broker, the insurer had taken an aerial image of Armin's roof and decided it, quote, looked deteriorated. Armin, upon reviewing the image in question, said it looked grainy as if it were shot from a satellite about a century earlier. The photo looked like it was taken in 1936, he said. However, Armin says his roof is only 6 years old. Roofs of his type generally last 20 to 30 years, even in Florida. So it looks like they took it from a drone.
I don't like this.
Don't you own a certain amount of airspace over your home?
You do. But that drone can fly higher than that airspace.
That's right. The drone can fly adjacent.
If you're standing on public property flying said drone in the airspace adjacent to the owned airspace, you can take whatever pictures you want to take.
Okay, but this is, God, I hate insurance companies. He did not have a single claim for 52 years.
52.
This is the guy you're going to pick on? Pick on the people who have multiple claims.
Well, they just get dropped.
Why would you drop him because he hadn't gotten his roof replaced?
That should be illegal. It should be illegal to drop somebody who hasn't had a claim in 52 years.
If I get hail damage on my roof, do I have to get my roof replaced?
That's a good question. Do you own the home?
Yes.
It never occurred to me because I think if you have roof damage, most people are like, sign me up, let's get it fixed.
I mean,
is it because in Florida, people were running to get out of the insurance industry business after, yes, I think it was Hurricane Ian. It's just a lot of the smaller companies just packed up and said, we're done. We're going to start dropping clients because we're leaving the state.
But Dana, if my roof is damaged and I'm not making a claim, which forces you to pay me money.
Yeah.
Why are you going to drop me because I'm not forcing you to pay me money? I don't understand that. Am I crazy?
No.
I've had an issue with my home, and I don't make a claim.
This is from Yahoo Finance, so take that for what it's worth. Four things using drones that insurance companies are looking for that could end up costing you. If you are a homeowner and you notice a drone hovering around your house, don't assume it's one of the neighbors playing with a new toy. It could be your homeowner's insurance company doing a little spying to see if your house and property meet all of the policy requirements. Here it is. Fine print. Insurance companies across the United States are now using drones to take aerial images of homes and avoid insuring high-risk homes, according to the Wall Street Journal. According to that report, nearly every building in the country is being photographed, often without the owner's knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they want to check to see if there's a branch touching the roof.
Oh my gosh, listen to this. In addition to drones, insurance are using manned airplanes and high-altitude balloons to photograph properties. The Geospatial Insurance Consortium, a group funded by the insurance industry, has an airplane imagery program that it claims covers 99% of the U.S. population. Wow.
What are they looking for?
They're looking to eliminate, quote, high-risk policies.
A reason to drop you so they can take all the money that you've already paid them and not pay anything out?
Sam, maybe, but back to this story. This guy had never filed a claim in 52 years. What would be the point? He is exactly what you want as a client.
Amy Bach with the United Policy Holders Watchdog Group, quote, "We have seen a dramatic increase across the country in reports from consumers who have been dropped by their insurers on the basis of an aerial image."
913-586-7798. Mike in Topeka. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thanks.
So a few years ago, we had a total loss. Excuse me. We had a total loss house fire. That the home had to be completely gutted and rebuilt from basically the ground up. During that process, we had to address the damage that was done to the roof. We ended up going with just roll roofing to get us by temporarily because we were going to do some skylights and we were going to do some other major remodeling to the house. So the roof, you know, kind of became a back burner thing. We filed, you know, everything with our insurance. We went through the whole process, you know, explained what we wanted to do and why, and they were perfectly fine with it, you know. And so we went a good 8 months, maybe a year, with just roll roofing as a roof. So I think a lot of it actually depends on your insurance company and your agent and your provider and what they know about you and the kind of the relationship you have on what they will and won't allow for, you know, each individual person.
Mike, thank you for the call. We're glad you're okay. Listen to Allstate CEO Tom Wilson talking to the Wall Street Journal. If your roof is 20 years old and one hailstorm is going to take it off, you should pay more than someone with a brand new roof. What they're saying, Scott, is if you've neglected your roof for 20 years and you're one of those homeowners just waiting for the next hailstorm so your insurance company will cover it, the insurance company is saying you should pay for your own roof replacement before the next hailstorm wipes it out.
Well, but whether or not my roof is 20 years old or 5 years old, if there's a hailstorm, you would be paying to replace it anyway.
Not if you have a 20-year roof and you were at 25 years. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're looking for. And in fact, I told you there's four things that they say could cost you when it comes to these drone shots. Roof problems is the most common. They will spot something as simple as discoloration or streaking.
So they're looking for a reason.
They're looking for a reason to drop you to determine your roof's condition. In some cases, they will say, hey, repair it or replace it or find another insurer.
Because I've been paying for 52 years without a claim.
Yep.
You have literally milked me for all this money over half a century. And then now you're looking for a reason to drop me.
Correct. Number two, overhanging trees and tree limbs. Number three.
Who's dealt with that, Sam?
I don't know.
Stupid insurance people. Number three, undeclared trampolines. Oh!
That's a big one.
Trampolines are deemed a threat to physical safety and are not typically included in standard home insurance policies.
What if they have netting all around?
If a drone captures an undeclared trampoline, they will tell you to remove it or contact a third-party insurer to get a trampoline insurance policy. And then finally, excessive yard debris.
Define that.
I don't know.
It's the drone will define it.
The drone will define it.
Okay.
Have you been busted with a trampoline that you did? No one ever calls their insurance company and goes, hey, by the way, we put a trampoline in the backyard.
Well, my neighbors have a trampoline.
Oh, they look so good.
Why would you tell
no
them
one
like
ever.
That?
What?
Why would you tell them like that?
The drone will find it.
I'm just saying, Sam, it's not like a swimming pool where, like, that becomes an enormous insurance issue. You
For
have
sure.
to declare that.
For sure.
People just throw those trampolines up. I guarantee you that's one of the most...
Well, now, wait a minute.
Not underreported because people are trying to get away with it. Just, I wouldn't know that if I threw a trampoline up for Christmas for the kids, you would have to declare that.
Well, why? Because it's a safety hazard?
Well, it's an eyesore, but yeah.
Safety hazard.
But that, would I have to declare a jungle gym that I built?
Ask the drone people.
I mean, those are dangerous, are they not? I mean, I'll tell you this, the jungle gym that Mike Brenninger and I put together years ago, that was not only an eyesore, it was a public hazard. Awful.
Undeclared trampolines.
Steve in Olathe. Hello, Steve.
Hey, you guys have kind of got it, and Dana has it. They're looking for neglect. And you may not agree with them, but insurance companies, I'm trying to defend them, by the way, either, is based on tons of statistics. The fact of the matter is the fact that the guy hasn't filed a claim in 52 years means he's more likely now to file a claim.
Bingo.
There's no obligation under law to insure you. But here's the good news, okay? Once your policy's over, they're under no obligation at all to renew you. Here's the good news. By and large in the United States, and particularly around here, homeowners insurance is pretty competitive. So you can always go to another company. If you don't like the company you're with, just get a new quote. Go to an independent broker and get some quotes. People tend to just stay with the insurance company they've had, and you know, it's not that big a deal if somebody drops you.
Or, Steve, you can do like Dana and get two insurance companies.
You know.
Well, you can't stack policies. That's a good thing. You can't double coverage.
It's something. When you're covered twice.
It's called overcovered.
Yeah.
Al in Brookside. Al, hello.
Hi. I can understand the frustration if you've had no claims and get dropped. But, you know, on the roof that's 21 years old and it's good for 23, let's say, and they're worried that a hailstorm will get you, the insurance company didn't agree to insure you against ordinary wear and tear.
Yep.
They agreed to insure you against the hailstorm that ruins a good roof. And if the roof is... Now, I had a situation where they said, okay, your roof is X years old and will only pay you a certain portion of the cost of a new roof because you had it so long, and that seemed fair to me. They didn't agree to buy you a new roof because it's an old one. They agreed to take care of it.
But Al's right, Scott. This is what they're doing. The fact that I was passionately arguing in his favor that he's never had a claim for 52 years actually works against him. He's never. If you think about it, he's due. And because that roof's never been replaced, the insurance company, because of the drone, now knows you are overdue for a claim because you never got your 25-year roof replaced when you should have 30 years ago
Let's say there is a hailstorm.
Okay.
You, as the insurance company, would have to replace my roof, whether it was 5 years old or 50 years
old. Not necessarily, because the newer roofs are more protective against that. If you've got a roof that is caving in, almost has holes in it, has streaking, has wear and tear, the tipping point is going to be much quicker with a mild hailstorm than it would be if you had a brand new roof.
But my roof is 10 years old.
Okay.
And we had a hailstorm in March, I believe it was. I'm getting a new roof. USAA is paying for it.
But to Dana's point with this guy, they've been collecting from him for 52 years. That's 52 months of insurance payments that they are trying to figure out.
52 years.
Times 12.
52.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. That they're trying to figure out how to keep. Fly a drone over. He hasn't repaired his roof in 25 years.
That's more than 500 months.
It does seem counterintuitive. It does seem counterintuitive that we're now docking people who have never filed a claim.
Counterintuitive to us. They're the ones trying to make money.
Well, but wouldn't an insurance company love you if you never filed a claim? For 500 months.
Yet.
You have. Yet. Right. For 500 months, you have paid your insurance dues, whatever you want to call it, bills. And you've never once made us pay you back. You are everything we want.
In a client.
That's exactly right.
Unless you have an undeclared trampoline.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Story here from ESPN. 3 days after his detainment by Miami police officers, Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill said, quote, he could have been better in terms of how he handled the situation. Hill was pulled over for speeding, blah, blah, blah. We talked about this the last couple of days. He also, though, says he thinks the police officer who detained him, one of the three, should be fired.
Yeah.
For what happened.
He's not going to get any ticket whatsoever for this because they dropped the initial speeding ticket and cited him with not wearing a seatbelt and something else. Obviously, he's got money. He can hire a lawyer who's going to go to court and argue you wouldn't have even known that I didn't have my seatbelt on if you hadn't pulled me over under false pretenses.
And again, there was no radar. It was a visual
estimation.
60 miles per hour.
Yeah. 60 what? And a 40 in high traffic.
The whole thing makes me so mad. All right, moving on to better news. Did you see Juju Smith-Schuster got engaged on a yacht? Look up the photos. It is stunning. She said yes.
Good for him.
Congratulations to the happy couple. Cool. Looks like a Tiffany box. I'm not going to lie. And that yacht does not look small.
Coming from this room, Juju, don't do it.
Oh, stop it. I still believe in love.
Is there a such thing?
Do you believe in marriage?
I believe in love on a yacht with the sun going down in a Tiffany box.
Hello.
Okay. All right.
No, she's beautiful. His fiance, not the yacht. Absolutely beautiful.
Right. That's what you're looking at.
Oh, I'm being serious. Okay, this just blew my mind, so I'm throwing this out. And I want you to just picture in your mind,
Scott.
Oh,
she is beautiful.
Oh, she's stunning.
Wow.
Picture in your mind a clock, a real clock like we used to have on the wall, not a digital clock, a real clock.
Like a grandfather clock or just something like you would hang
in
on
in our
wall?
Classroom with the 12 at the top and the 6 at the bottom, okay?
An analog clock.
Sam, you are the math freak on this program.
Sure.
Someone just posted this video on Facebook, and it says, this is so creepy. And they've got just the clock numbers and a Sharpie. If you circle the 12 and the 1 for 12 and 1 o'clock, okay, it equals 13. Now, spread out by 1, circle the 11 and the 2, the 10 and the 3, the 9 and the 4, the 8 and the 5, and the 7 and the 6, and every single thing adds up to 13. Why?
Simple math.
Why? Look at this, Scott.
How's that? There's nothing. Huh?
Yeah, because you're minusing one, adding another.
You don't think it's a little creepy that it always adds up to 13?
No.
I think the devil's in the clock.
What if you go the devil's everywhere, but
circle the 12 and the 11.
What does the devil have to do with the number 13?
I don't know.
Dana, look.
Sometimes I see things on Facebook and I'm like, well,
wait, did you just
call
Taylor Swift the devil?
No, that's her favorite number. I just never looked at a clock and thought if you just circle the 12 and the 1 and then you just go out, everything adds to 13. It's like nines are weird. No, anything.
But Dana, look,
that's a multiple of 9 also adds up to 9. You know that, right?
All right, here's a clock.
Yeah.
Okay. 12 and 1 is 13.
Yes.
Okay, fine. 11 and 2 is 13.
Yeah.
So when you subtract 1 but add 1, it's always going to be the same number.
Okay, but if you started later, 2 and 3, 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock is 6, 4 and 5 is 9, 6 and 7. Those are all mishmash numbers.
But the whole point is to go this way and this way at the same time.
My mind is blown.
Write out 1 through 10 and then take the 1 and the 10 and add them together. What do you get?
11.
Take the 2 and the 9 and add it together.
Oh,
what
God,
do you
it
get?
Does it again with 11s.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what number you use.
This is third grade
Sam.
Math here, people.
Thank you.
This is why I bring this up.
Write down 1 through 100.
When my grandfather passed away.
Oh, God.
They found this math riddle in his pocket. Okay. And it said something to the effect of, if you take the number 9 and add your birth year and subtract your age and then add 6 and then do all of these things, at the end, you get your how old you are today. And our whole family was like, was he a genius? Like, how did he figure that out? And but I know that it's just there are math riddles because of the way numbers work that you will end up getting your age if you subtract and add certain things.
Why does my brain hurt?
Welcome to my world.
Have you ever looked at a clock and tried adding those things, Sam?
Yeah, it's simple math.
What if you go the other direction?
It doesn't work.
What do you mean it doesn't work?
Well, it doesn't work with some of them. If you start with 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock, it doesn't work.
That's because they're not on the opposite
side. They're on the same side. You have to go opposite.
Okay, do 8 and 2.
Okay.
But they're not directly across from...
Oh, now we're adding things to make your point.
You could. 8 and 2 is 10.
Okay.
9 and 1 is 10.
Oh, God.
If 12 is 0 because it's at the top, 10 and 0 is 10.
But if you circle 9 and 5, you get...
14.
Right.
And then go up one...
10 and 4, 14.
I'm just telling you, if you are a math,
11 and 3,
if you are a
14.
Math teacher, just blow your kids away with this. Just walk in with a clock and be like, you are all not going to believe what we just learned on Dan and Parks.
News with Dan coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dan and Parks. I better get paid for today.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.